חשיבות ההפצה. למה זה פתאום אנחנו מתחילים לעסוק בזה? אנחנו...
This importance of dissemination, why are we starting to deal with this?
תיקונו...
We are not aware that correction is the correction of the whole kli. To be as one kli, to be as one inclination, as one desire. And as we are in this inner assembly, if we're ten is where a group is, caring for it. In the end, we need to understand that if we are talking about filling up the will of the upper one, and it is by the whole world connecting and getting closer to him, and specifically those who are distant from him, and after the shattering are farther from the Creator, and specifically by connecting between them and between them and the Creator, that will bring the Creator a good contentment. So if we can support this, then our work will be considered as great work, and we will be considered as successful. Therefore, the correction of the world depends on the dissemination, the success of our dissemination, and we can't just let it go.
Hello, World Kli. Hello, amazing Haverim. Today is a very special day for Asia. We are hosting this Yeshivat Haverim with hearts full of love, full of connection with all of you around the world right now, connecting and opening words from Rav that dissemination is the key to true connection between us. And we talk a lot about dissemination, and some of us have very scared about disseminating, and we don't know what to do and how to do. But look, we have the best example in the world. Our teacher started by himself, and he was doing dissemination for 40 years. Each of you in this galaxy, in this Aravut environment right now, came to wisdom of Kabbalah because of our teacher. So let's dedicate this Yeshivat Haverim to that connection, to this Kabbalistic wisdom that was passed to us from our teacher and from his teacher to his teacher. We have a great opportunity to share this love and connection. And I want to pass the mic to my great Haver, Rab, please.
Hello, friends. How wonderful to be with you. And what a beautiful experience it has been this week to see how our friends have prepared this Yeshivat Haverim, the picking out of the materials, the choosing the excerpts, the great intention, the feelings that were put into it, the inviting of the other tens, the support from the other friends. You're going to hear these speakers tonight, friends. So wonderful. And we pray that you will enjoy this and that you will feel the upliftment that is intended for you. And now our great brother Didi, we want to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, brothers. Hello, Haverim. A very beautiful picture. Brothers opened our hearts to feel the love between us. Keep going forward. I reckon more friends to join us. Spread the wisdom of the Kabbalah. Nahan. Please.
Thank you, Didi. Wonderful. Well, as you all can see, it is a true celebration. We have a great teacher, amazing books, wonderful friends. We've been given a great opportunity to taste love through connection. And thanks to the Creator, it is happening. he had invited us to his palace to feel what love is. And now, in this Yeshivat Haverim, we will together enter the king's palace and find joy and happiness and true love. Itai, please.
Thank you, Avi. Hello, friends. The obligation to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, Letter 155. Why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it, which should publicize. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, although they do not understand what they are learning. Through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they are waking upon themselves the light that surrounds their souls. And now we go to a very special thing, that it's about love, connection, bestow, dissemination. It's their soul. Please, Petach Tikva 13. Thank you.
Namaste. Shalom lekulam. Hitrakshut gdola ledaber hayom b'shem tzevet hafatza hodu.
Hello everyone, namaste. Great excitement to speak today on behalf of the Indian dissemination team. Although we're a small team, but we are full of excitement about our goal to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah from our connection between us, from the work in the tents. Special thanks to our beautiful women who are disseminating varied content, translation, and our spearhead prayer, that everything will be for the sake of heavens and with the intention to bestow. Our dissemination aims to reach the Indian population in Israel, the Indian subcontinent in India and in Pakistan. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to my family, 10-13, the connection between us, a life's work of dissemination. Thank you to all the friends in the Israelically and the worldly for the support and for your love, because we're all one family. A huge thanks to the Creator who dwells in the connection between us. Pray for everyone. And fill everyone's heart with love. Because love of friends is the only remedy.
Shalom, חברים. אני קודם כל רוצה להודות לעשירייה שלי ש...
Hello, friends. I would also like to thank my 10 that allowed me to say a few words to the world Kli on the importance of dissemination. In our 10, as you know, there's many disseminators, and they chose me to speak. I will say that I now returned from our center in Petach Tikva. They asked me to help build the broadcast studio that will be replacing one of our previous ones, so that we'll have this broadcast studio to disseminate to the whole world. I didn't think twice. Having this merit to work with my hands and paint and do a few touch-ups on the walls. And this is my contribution to the dissemination. I don't miss any opportunity to disseminate. This is my life. This is our life. Thank you again to 10 or 13. Thank you, World Kli. Mutlu, show us what truly is dissemination.
Hello, friends. Good evening. Great friends. In truth, our example is Rav, who can disseminate more than him. And that's what we have as an example. And in truth, all of us in Bnei Baruch, we have to think. But we must do it. We owe it to the Creator. He took us out of the garbage, the corporeal garbage, the garbage of this world. He took us. He chose us. And we have to choose humanity. That's what we must do for Him. We owe it to Him. So everyone owe it to humanity, to Rav, to all the Kabbalists, to the Creator, because we received a huge opportunity. And we must pass it on to the whole world. We see that the world is not on such a good and pleasant path, and who can help them except for Bnei Baruch? So I also want to give thanks to our Rav, all the Kabbalists, the Creator, and especially 10, 13. We call it Lucky 13. And it's truly felt here. We all feel it like Lucky 13. L'chaim, baby. L'chaim, friends.
Rabash, letter number 65. We must brace ourselves and say that we are already near the king's palace. For every penny joins into a great amount. And perhaps soon we will see that the gate is open before us and we will be rewarded with entering, delighting with the king.
And the workshop question, dear friends, how are we helping the 10 to open the gate to the king's palace? One more time, the workshop questions. How are we helping the 10 to open the gate to the king's palace?
אש הייתם, אש, אש, אש. אורון הימם את כולם וההתפעלות. רניצ'קה בפרק.
Fire, fire.
אלי, אנחנו אונליין.
רון, shocked everyone with the impression. אני...
זה באמת הדרך, ככה עושים.
With the spirit.
זה מה שאנחנו צריכים לעשות. אנחנו צריכים לעשות כל מאמץ כדי
להעריך. Very good, that's the path. That's how we do it, meaning. Ultimately, that's what we have to do. We have to do every effort to lift one another, to push one another, to excite, to make each other envious, burn in every part of his body. Why am I not like The friends, how they push me forward to the king's palace. They're there, and I wish I could be a tiny one and just crawl inside of them and be in them and merit what they have.
Help the friends open the gate by giving example to each other. Example of annulments, an example of the importance of the ten, of the creator, of the Rav, of the Kabbalists. We have nothing more to do other than to aim correctly with our desire to reach the goal, to raise it all the time in importance. And by that, the creator will always be the most important.
We have to speak more and more about the importance of the Creator, that He's important. He is the King. He has a palace. He's waiting for us. And it's very real. It's not a fairy tale. We raise the importance up to the heavens.
When we ask for the friends to go through the gate in front of us, may that be help the ten.
Yeah,
with the prayer, constant prayer, a request from the center between us, a request to the Creator to pressure. They apply this pressure through the prayer so that gates would open, and we, the ushers, want everyone to enter, to sit down, to have everyone be full of joy and love. We simply want to fill everyone, and we are filled when others are filled.
To continue the friends, the key is the greatness of the Creator. We get this from the ten, from the group, and we use it and disseminate. We can really implement it practically, this deficiency to discover the Creator. And we can do it all together as a group. And in this togetherness, we were able to then raise a prayer and importance. And we've been merited with great friends. And we are experts at disseminating the wisdom of the Creator. So thank you very much to my ten.
Thanks to the Creator for having the desire and the love for the friends, a desire to connect with the friends. This is, in my experience, in my ten's experience, it gives a great deal of force and dissemination. Chaim, ten, number 13.
And supports and feels the force to always ask the Creator to open the gate for the friends, whether there's mood to do it or not, to always ask for the friends to enter through the prayer, through the support, through the example. The friends are great, and it's a merit to be in such a ten.
שלום לכל החברים האהובים והגדולים שלנו. העשירייה שלי מתחילה כל יום בהודיה לבורא.
Hello dear great friends. My 10 begins every day with thanksgiving to the Creator, thanking for the Rav, thanking for the world Kli. And we are in gratitude every day. We get a lot of strength from you. And we get from you a lot of joy, a lot of strength in our special path.
The realization of the Congress depends on the greatness, the importance we're able to build, that we're able to draw as much light and bestow to the whole world every day. We connect three times a day. We prepare content. We take care of everything so we'd be able to realize this Congress.
Yes, and we would like to share with you, dear World Kli, about our excitement and about the investment of the great friends in my tent, who every day put their minds, their hearts into the connection. As Rav described in today's morning lesson, we want to weave ourselves with you and to create this beautiful, complete Kli.
Great gratitude and joy to speak about the importance of the preparation for the big Congress that's just around the corner. We wish to pass on to you this joy so we would all know together that our 10, our entire 10 of the last generation, we're surely succeeding.
Yes, the previous Congress was a big jump for all of us. We were so impressed by the readiness of our 10 and of the whole world clean, and we're excited and ready for the next Congress that is coming up.
It's so much fun that we have such a big world clear with such strong groups from all over the world, and each one is a true hero willing to annul before the friends, to exert, to awaken the other friends, so that in the end we'll reach our goal, we'll add the entire world to us, and we'll give contentment to the Creator.
We, 10 of Tel Aviv 4, come as one man with one heart, and we come to demand from the Creator to connect with the whole world, and he'll give us connection, and he'll give us this exertion and the joy of being on the path. L'chaim, friends, it's a great honor to be with you. And we are passing on the microphone to Safon 1, North 1, who prepared a clip for the whole world Kli as their gift.
Then Safon 1, that unites stands from Afula and the valleys here behind the Tavor mountain through Tiberias, the towns in the Golan, Galil, Kiryat Shmona, and up to the Hermon mountain. We unite the points in the heart to one big flame, and we're presenting it to you.
I'm old, adding my spark from Ramat Golan.
I'm Tomer, adding a spark from the north of the Achura Valley.
I'm Tal, adding a spark from Katsrin in Ramat Golan.
I'm Barry, I'm adding my northern spark from the Chula Valley.
Who's he adding spark from? Emek Afula.
Dro, adding a spark, a tiny spark from the Upper Galilee.
Mechaim from Mitzagin, from the center of Emek Afula, adding a spark, a warm and bright spark.
Michael Katz, I'm adding my spark from Kiryat Shmona.
Also from the south of the Golan, adding my spark to the northern 10.
Kfir from Harut village, south of Galilee, of the Golan, unite my spark with the general flame.
Jenya, adding a spark from Nofa Galil.
I'm Oren, I'm adding my spark from the Chula Valley with a lot of intention.
Shachar, adding a spark from Emek Israel.
I'm Ophir from the Moshava, from the settlement of Migdal. The prayer of the United Ten. Dear Creator, prepare and aim our heart in complete prayer to you. Tease from you a deficiency for bestowal in the equivalence of form with you. Give us the strength for annulment in front of the ten. Give us the strength in love of friends that will dwell in us like the light. Hear the prayer of my friends and make it so the prayers of my friends will come true in the blink of an eye. On behalf of the unity of the Ten of North One, may you have the desire, King of Kings, to connect all the deficiencies from the world Kli to one big flame before you in mercy, and the writings will come true, and the people of Israel camped as one man in one heart in front of the mountain to make your desires as their desires for the greatness and glory of your name in this world and to all its creations.
Noam Elimelech, Likutei Shoshana. One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend, and thus each works on the other's desire until all of them are answered. Now we're going to introduce amazing two tens that got together for our beautiful event, Bishkek and Kazakhstan, please.
Приветствую, дорогие товарищи. Очень волнительно выступать перед вами, как всегда. На данный момент нахожусь.
Hello, dear friends. It's very exciting to be in front of you as always. I'm now in Turkey, and it's felt how the Creator is operating here on the people. He wants to bring the people to the state that we are in. The state that we are in, and I cannot describe. We have a lot of joy, a lot of hope, a lot of efforts from all the friends. And I would like to thank the Creator for the friends that I have. You, I would like to thank you, friends, for the example that you give every day, how we need to exert our efforts in order to attain this great goal that every day is getting closer. This state that can only give thanks for. And I'd like to pass the microphone to Turkey 3.
Merhaba sevgili dostlar, merhaba Dünya Kilisesi. Önümüzde bağ kurmak için önümüzdeki kongre bağ kurmak için bir fırsat için müthiş bir fırsat var.
Yes, this is very good opportunity to connect each us and Creator always giving us some easy actions for us. Before we have physical congresses, but now in this pandemic situation, it is very forcing, it's forcing us to connect with us. It's a gift. It's a gift from Creator. This is a very good opportunity for us. Creator equal all of us, and Congress is now in our home. These states are only the forces to make connection between us. Creator calling us. Let's open the King's Gate. Lehaim.
Yani bugün onunla konuştuk.
Yes, as my friend said, we talk with him of upcoming congress. I'm very exciting that upcoming congress because it's very big congress. I feel that. Also, I realize that we are very near to the spiritual world, and there is an. And I think that. Is there any obstacle between me and my friend? It's not need to travel country to country. All friends are ready. And the next lesson, next gathering, next congress, all the friends are there. We are always gathering to build this love. We will discover this love. From the beginning, now, in this Yeshiva Taveri, please feel and receive that this connection. And the Creator is going to hear us, and we have to get more loud to this. Sentences to the Creator, and this real love we have to give them to the Creator. This real love, L'chaim.
Friends, what an honor. What is connection? Well, connection for us is as important as breathing. Every morning we start off disconnected, and through the morning lesson we connect. Even through the hours of the day, we repeat this exiting and entering the connection through us to the Creator. The Creator kept us on life support for a long time. But nowadays, we breathe on our own. Reynard?
And we need to keep this motion of breathing going, because only through us, this oxygen, the air that brings life to the world can come. The world needs us to connect. And yeah, we have great joy. Great joy enters us because we actually have the means to bring them this abundance. It is the 10. Richard.
And as Reinhard exhales, I inhale, and that's the magic of the 10. We become this this one body that breathes and pushes towards fulfilling our roles as these conduits that move closer and closer to the revelation of the Creator's qualities here among us, and also to finally fulfill our roles as to bring these this light to humanity.
And friends, how do we bring this light to humanity? We come here, we gather together, we exert and we form love of friends, because this is how we clean our dirty egos. This is how we become this pipeline for humanity. You know, this Golgata Enayim, we want to be the perfect example. We want to be that head that corrects, that calibrates, and adjusts ourselves completely to the Creator. Because without the friends and the Creator, we are lost. And we've got the perfect opportunity now here in this environment to exert as much as we can. Don't think of the self, love of friends. Right.
And I think it's time for us to begin to hear with our hearts what keeps going through our ears. We should keep awakening this importance each day through each portion of light that we receive from the sources. Because in this big ocean of the Creator's good attitude towards us, we can only be thankful all the time. And through this, we can keep building up this greatness that we discover in the 10 each day. And through this greatness in the 10s we discover, we can reach the greatness of the Creator. And we all know we lack nothing. We have everything. We have the best Rav in the world. We have the most holy sources. We have the best of friends. So friends, it's time to hear with our hearts. Implement it. Build it between us so that they can cascade to the rest of the world. We are the problem. We are withholding all this goodness from the rest of the world. So it's up to us, please. Tiso.
Tiso dropped. So Dennis, speak English for us, friend.
Да скажу пару слов, только на русском. Все, что нам нужно, забыть о том, кто мы такие, и понять, что единственное, что нас соединяет, это...
I'll say a few words, but in Russian. Everything we need is to understand who we are. And the only thing that connects us is the Creator.
Только Творец нас соединяет вместе. Давайте.
And He will arrange for us the best possible entrance into the spiritual world. Only the Creator connects us together and leads us to it. L'chaim, friends.
Oh, wow. What great connection, friends. We are so grateful for all the things and all the friends who have come here to share with us the importance of dissemination and the importance of the upcoming Congress. Thank you so much, friends.
And of course, to say it in expression of thank you, to express it, but the better way to express it is by seeking study more, connection, seeking internal connections with the friends, and of course, dissemination.
Listening to the friends, I'm almost lost for words. Really, the feeling of joy is almost choking me. Thank you, everyone, for this amazing connection. And with a huge gratitude to all the 10 that participated, and of course, the worldly. But most of all, to the Creator, who's really taking care of us every step of the way to become one with Him and hoping we can bring Him contentment. Love you, friends, and L'chaim from Asia.
And I want to pinch myself. I want to really pinch myself when I look around the screens and I see those beautiful souls of yours who are came here with only one desire, to give the friend power, the Hisaron, to see how important our goal is. And this Yeshivat Haverim, we cannot play songs. We're mourning for our unity. We're mourning for our united soul. So, Haverim, let's do it together. And this is the time when we can do it, when we only can share the love and gratitude to the Creator and to our teachers. L'chaim to you, great Haverim.
Love and connection.